This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
In alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, we praise Allah the Almighty. We believe in Him, we trust Him. We trust His Messenger Muhammad alayhi salam wa salam. We trust His words in Al-Quran. We bear witness that Muhammad alayhi salam wa salam is the Messenger of Allah. And the seal of the prophets, no prophet after him. We bear witness that whomever Allah guides is guided aright. And whomever Allah leads to err, no one can guide them. We ask Allah to bless His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bless His companions and bless His family, all of them. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, I bear witness that the Muslims, 1,700,000,000 Muslims on this planet, are the most fortunate people on the planet Earth. I cannot imagine being other than Muslim. I can't imagine. And Allah has given us many gifts. The gift of our Quran, and Huda, guidance, and the gift of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This weekend is a Sirah conference. I can imagine not attending a Sirah conference to learn about our Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So tonight, inshallah, I hope that everyone will come tonight and tomorrow for this whole Sirah conference to learn about our beloved Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Today my message is simple. You know that Allah guided the Prophet. I'll just give you one example. Remember when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he went and got instructions about salat? And when he came back, he was very thirsty. And you know the hadith, he was offered a cup of wine and a cup of milk. And he chose the milk. At that time, khamr wasn't haram. Alcohol wasn't prohibited. And he chose the milk. And Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam said something very interesting. He says, Alhamdulillah alladhi hadaka al-fitr. La akhadha khamra ghawat ummatuka. Praise be to Allah who guided you to what is natural. And had you chosen the wine, your ummah would have gone astray. So our Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, no question about it, was guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, my thesis, my theme, if you would, is to show that the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam was a magnificent strategist. He was a strategist. He planned, he thought. And so the ayah of the Quran says that if you, Muhammad, say Muhammad, by the way, let me stop here and say this. In looking up the Quran, the word kul, you know the word kul, fil amr, from qala. Qala, he said, Amen. قل يا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
عليه الصلاة والسلام. I looked at the Quran and I found more than 360 something times when Allah says to Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام قل. So he doesn't speak his own. He's speaking what Allah tells him. It is as if we are observing Allah speaking to him. We are watching, observing, witnessing what Allah is telling the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام to say. قل, say Muhammad, 360 sometimes in Quran. This particular verse, قل. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ فَقُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Say Muhammad, tell them, if you love Allah, then follow me. You want to know how to get Allah to love you? Follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. He's forgiven and merciful. In following the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, we don't just want to just say how great he is, how wonderful he is, he's great, he's wonderful. Yes, 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 yes. But the real issue is, are we following him? Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is different from the other prophets because he was given five things that the other prophet was given. One of them, he said, every prophet came to his people. But I've been sent to all of mankind. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. And when Moses said to his people, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. And when Jesus said, oh, children of Adam, children of Israel, I am a messenger of Allah to you. So Muhammad والسلام, is a messenger of Allah to all of mankind. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Allah told him to say, oh mankind, I am the messenger of Allah to all of you. Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam in Arab. Inna anzalnahu Quran in Arabic. He's Arab, he speaks Arabic. How many of the Muslims, of the 1,700,000 Muslims, how many of them are Arab? 15%? Max 20%. Who are the rest? Who are the rest of the Muslims? Go in Indonesia, they're not Arab. Go to Malaysia, go to Pakistan, go to India, go in Africa, all around the world. You see, all of these people, they are Muslims, alhamdulillah, and they follow Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam because he sent to all of mankind. Not only was he a strategist, a strategist, he was even a strategist in his very supplication, in his very du'a. He's a strategist. I give you one example. Listen to the du'a of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam bi Abi Jahl ibn Hisham Abi Umar ibn al-Kitab. Oh Allah, strengthen Islam with one of these two men. Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl. Who's Abu Jahl? He wasn't born with the name Abu Jahl. It's Amr. But he's called Abu Jahl. Why? Because his kunya, Abu Hakim, the father of wisdom. So the Prophet didn't want to give him that because of his attitude. So he called him Abu Jahl. But listen to the du'a. Oh Allah, strengthen Islam with either Abu Jahl or Umar ibn Khattab. This is to teach us that Abu Jahl had a chance. Yes, he had a chance. Look what Umar became, brother Ryan. These two enemies of Islam at that time. Look what Umar became. The Prophet made du'a. So, are we doing the same thing? We look at enemies of Islam. Some of the enemies of Islam is temporary. Some of the enemies of Islam is temporary, Allah knows best. You see, everywhere I go in the world, I went to Norway, and two brothers picked me up from the airport, one named Omar, one named Rashid. Omar said to me, "Assalamu alaikum." That's the first thing he said, "Assalamu alaikum," and then he said, "What about Donald Trump?" All of them were, everybody want to know about Donald Trump. Most want to know about Donald Trump. Every country I go to, after salam, it's almost as if it's salam. Assalamu alaikum. What about Donald Trump? But you never know. You never know. Maybe even the grandchildren of Donald Trump become Muslim. You don't know. You don't know. Who was the worst enemy? You know what, brothers and sisters, really, if you take time and you study the Sirah, you study the history. And I was studying the great battle of Uhud, and Aisha radiallahu anha, she said to her husband, Abu Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, "Hal ata alayka yawman kana shadda min yawm Uhud?" Was the day more difficult than the day of Uhud? Why the day of Uhud was so bad? Because, look, 70 Muslims, they died, they lost their lives. The Prophet, Uncle Hamza, he lost his life. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was wounded. The Muslims lost a battle that they had won. They lost it. It was a tragic day. And I'm studying the battle of Uhud, and it said that the Amir of the Quraysh, Abu Sufyan, and the commander of the right flank, Amr ibn al-As, I believe, and the commander of the left flank, I think Khalid ibn Walid, and everyone that was mentioned, every one of them became Muslim. Of these leaders of the Quraysh, many of them, but the leaders in the battle of Uhud, every one of them, in the end, they became Muslim. So you never know. You never know. So the Prophet was very strategic, and strategic in his very dua, his supplication. And we Muslims, if we follow him, then we should be the same way. We are sent to all of mankind, and we must do our job and go to all mankind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to do that and follow the noble example of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, I want to leave you with two traditions, because we have a lot of work to do. Muslims, if you're Muslim today, you have a lot of work to do. It's no time to run and hide. Don't hide. No, it's no time to run and hide. But now is the time to jump out and go in front of the world and give them this message of Islam. For some reason, Allah has given the entire world, everyone is talking about Muslims. Some of them positive, some of them negative. But everyone has the attention of the Muslims. Now what are we going to do with it? We can run and hide, or we can step to the plate. I would rather we step to the plate. And you may think that right now is a bad time to be a Muslim. On the contrary, it's a great time to be a Muslim. And if you study the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, it was a very difficult time, but alhamdulillah, as a result of that great difficulty, we became the champions and Islam was established. Alhamdulillah, we should do the same thing if we want to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. I'm going to conclude with two things, two hadith. Ayat al-Quran and hadith. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was a master teacher and a master motivator. I'm gonna give you one example. I'll give you a million examples. I'll give you one. We lay narrated by Anas ibn Malik. He said that one day the Prophet was around his companions, and he said, "Soon there's going to come a man, Rajulun bin Ahlu Jannah, a man from Jannah." Now remember about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he doesn't know the unseen except what Allah revealed to him. Alladina yu'minuna bi-ghaib, those who believe in the unseen. So the Prophet never mentions something like that except Allah revealed it to him. He said, "Soon will come a man from Ahl Jannah." He said, soon as he said that, A man walked in with his sandals in his left hand, and his beard was dripping from the water of wudu. The next day, the Prophet said the same thing. Soon there will appear a man from the people of Jannah. And the same man came in with his sandals in his left hand, and his beard was dripping from ablution. And the third day, the Prophet said the same thing. Soon there will appear a man from the people of Jannah. And the same man walked in for the third time. And then the Prophet got up and he walked away. One of the companions, I know his name, but I don't want to tell you now. I'm going to tell you in just a couple of minutes. One of the companions got up and started following this man, the man the Prophet says is one of the people of Jannah. And he went to this man and said to him, I had some issues with my father. I'd like to stay with you for 3 days. The man, who was it? Rajul, amen. You don't know. Amen. Wisdom. And the man said, okay. So this companion, what's his name? I know what his name is. I'm not going to tell you just yet. He goes and stays with this man for 3 days. And when this companion, he goes to sleep, he's waiting for this man, who's going to be the people of Jannah, he's waiting for him to get up to make salat al-tahajjud. So he's looking, and he doesn't get up. For 3 days, he doesn't get up to make salat al-tahajjud. And he said the only thing is that whenever he turned positions, he would praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after the third day, this companion, what's his name? I know his name, I'm still not going to tell you again. He says to this man, you know what, I didn't have an issue with my father. The reason that I came to you is the Prophet said about you that you're the people of Jannah. And I wanted to know, what is it that you're doing to make you the people of Jannah? So I could do the same thing. And the man said, this is it, this is what you see. That's it. So the man walks away. And this man walks away. And I said, wait a minute, here's one thing. He says, I never go to sleep at night feeling any bad feelings about any Muslim. No envy, no nothing. And this man, this companion, he said, that must be it. You know what companion it was? You have any idea? Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. He said, so what? So what? Are you kidding me? You know who Abdullah was? Let me give you a hint. The Prophet alayhi salat wa salam once came to Abdullah, and the Prophet says, did you say that you're going to fast every day? Every day? He said, yes. He said, don't do that. He says, fast 3 times a month. He says, I can do more than that. And so the Prophet kept, you know, adding it until finally the Prophet said, okay, then fast every other day. And Abdullah ibn Amr said, I can do more than that. He says, no, there's no better than that. That's the fastest I will do every other day. And then he says, do you pray the entire night? He said, yes. He says, no. He says, I sleep, I'm the Messenger of Allah. I sleep, I pray. Sleep. How often do you read the Quran? He said, I read the entire Quran every day. What? And the Prophet said, don't do that. And finally the Prophet said, okay, then read the Quran once every 7 days. What's my point? My point is the Prophet, he knows what he's doing. He knows companions. He just drop it. He just drop it and he lets it go. He knows. He's a master motivator. He knows somebody's going to try to find out why. Finally, I leave you with this. I'm going to admit to you that what I'm about to tell you has baffled me for many years. Something that the Prophet did that has baffled me for many years. I didn't understand why he did it. And it caused one of his greatest companions a very awkward moment. When you get a chance today, you have a moment, I want you to go to the 9th surah of the Quran, the 80th verse. 980. Surah Al-Tawbah and the 80th verse. And listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istaghfir lahum, aw la tastaghfirhum. In tastaghfirhum 70 maratan, fala yaghfir Allah lahum. Ask Allah's forgiveness for them, or do not ask Allah's forgiveness. If you ask Allah's forgiveness 70 times, Allah is not going to forgive them. Those who understand the Arabic language know that Allah is speaking to one man, Muhammad. Istaghfir lahum. You, Muhammad, ask forgiveness or don't ask forgiveness. If you read the context of this verse, Allah is speaking about the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. And that is, the hypocrites, when they die, don't do janazah for them. Don't ask for forgiveness for them. Even if you ask 70 times, Allah is not going to forgive them. So Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul came to the Prophet and said, my father has died. Ya Rasulullah, can I take your shirt to shroud my father in? And you have to know about the Prophet, he don't say no. He gives him the shirt to shroud. His father, Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul, not only was he a hypocrite, he was the chief of the hypocrites. And then Abdullah said to the Prophet, could you lead Salatul Janazah? And the Prophet stood up to go lead Salatul Janazah. Umar radiallahu anhu, fa'ata bi thawbi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he grabbed the Prophet's shirt and said, ya Rasulullah, are you going to pray for him when Allah ordered you not to? The Prophet is getting up to make salat over this man. Umar grabbed him and argued with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. No, the Prophet said, ya Umar, Allah has given me a choice. He's right. This is the words. Istaghfirullah, I don't like the istaghfirullah. Ask forgiveness, but don't. But if you do, if you ask Allah is not going to forgive them. So the Prophet says, Umar, ya Umar, if I knew that Allah would forgive them if I asked more than 70 times, I would ask more than 70 times. So the Prophet makes salat with janazah over this hypocrite. And I'm saying, soon after that, Allah revealed to the Prophet, never, ever, ever to ask forgiveness for them or stand at their grave ever. So I'm saying to myself, yes, why did the Prophet do it? So I'm speculating, he's so merciful. Until one day I'm reading the tafsir of Tabari and Qutubi as-Sima al-Hadith. After years, I got my answer, alhamdulillah. And it made sense. The Prophet was asked, why did you make supplication for him? Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul, why? He said, my shirt cannot help him at all with Allah. Nor can my prayer help him at all with Allah. But I hope that 1,000 of his people will become Muslim as a result of the both of them. And it happened, 1,000 of his people, they became Muslim. You say, really? Yes. Let me tell you what gives credence to that. If you think about it, Allah could have stopped the Prophet, he could have stopped him before he did it. Right? He could stop him. You make it very plain. Allah knows what's going to happen. Allah allowed it to happen. Would suggest, I love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, strategic in everything he did, even his dua. So brothers and sisters, please, tonight and tomorrow, This weekend, attend the Zero Conference. It's going to be wonderful. Alhamdulillah, you got some great speakers. I'm here to be part of that conference. I do wish everyone would come, inshallah, and show your support and love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحبكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم سيدي الله الله Then follow me, Muhammad, Allah will love you, forgive your sins. We ask Allah the Almighty to forgive us our sins and have mercy upon us. We ask Allah the Almighty to tie the hearts of the believers together and raise them in your ranks. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِنْ نَسِينَا أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا لَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ الحمد لله رب العالمين إقامة الصلاة
الله